You're listening to the news and music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and now welcome to our Innis News. This morning, the Committee on Ethnic Minority Affairs organized the national online meeting to review tasks in the first half and outline tasks for the second half of 2022. Based on the report, in the first 6 months of the year, many projects and policies were submitted to the government. Some of them are the action program of implementing the strategy of the Minority Affairs in 2021-2030 phase with vision to 2045. The project of organizing the second national ceremony to commend prestigious people, intellectuals, and typical businessmen. The project entitled Offering Training Support for Ethnic Minority Students in Highland Regions and Regions Where Ethnic Minority People Live. As of late June 2022, there were more than 3,400 comments of ethnic minority people's regions. As of late June 2022, there were more than 3,400 comments of ethnic minority people's regions and Highland Regions in 52 century-run cities and provinces. Problems and major task solutions for the last 6 months of 2022 were pointed out at the meeting. Within the framework of the official visit to Hungary made by National Assembly Chairman Vương Đình Huệ, Party Central Member Secretary of Kansas City Party Committee, Head of Kansas City's National Assembly Delegation Lê Quang Mạnh, had a working session with Hungarian Deputy Minister of External Affairs and Trade Katalin Bihari. Offering congratulations to Ms. Katalin Bihari for being appointed Deputy Minister of External Affairs and Trade, Secretary Lê Quang Mạnh thanked the Hungarian government for considering Vietnam as the priority counterpart of its ODA project. Deputy Minister Katalin Bihari congratulated the success of the working visit made by the Vilnius National Assembly, believing that the talk between National Assembly Chairman Vương Đình Huệ and Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán would achieve practical results. This morning in Thới Lai Suburban Street, the Party Committee, People's Council, People's Committee, Vietnam Fatherland Front Committee of Kansas City solemnly held the gathering in celebration of the 120th birth anniversary of Comrade Cho Văn Lim, June 29, 1902, June 29, 2022. At the gathering, leaders of the city, department centers, and Thới Lai Suburban Street recalled the revolutionary career of Comrade Cho Văn Lim. Chairman Trần Việt Trường emphasized that alongside the image of a patriotic teacher, Comrade Cho Văn Lim is also an active revolutionary. His contributions to the homeland and nation are always everlasting in the heart of each of certain people in the nation as a whole. The X program associated with taking care of children orphaned by the COVID-19 pandemic took place on June 28 evening at the square of Fomling Suburban Street. Music performance routines contributed to reminding nice traditions of Vietnamese families, while the program named Link in the Arms of Love contributed to caring for 90 kids who have lost fathers, mothers, or both. Each orphan kid were presented 10 kilograms of rice, one gift, and one scholarship at the value of 1,360,000 Vietnam Dong. The conference to promote and advertise the Fluvial Tourism of Kansas City 2022 is going to take place from June 30 to July 2 in Thanh Hóa Province. For a successful conference, yesterday afternoon, the organizing board had a meeting to discuss plans for organizing the event. As planned, this conference focuses on introducing advertising images of Kansas tourism with the aim to develop the tourism market and attract visitors from Thanh Hóa and North Central Regional Provinces to Kansas City. The conference also aimed to make a survey on typical tourism products of Thanh Hóa province and exchange experiences in developing tourism while boosting advertisement, combination, and cooperation between Kansas City and Thanh Hóa and other adjacent localities, effectively exploiting the Kansas-Thanh Hóa flight route that contributes to rebounding the tourism sector after COVID-19 hiatus, searched for partners signing cooperation for developing the tourism between Kansas City and North Central Region, gradually offering support for travel units of the two localities in recovering and accelerating tourism operation in a new normal. And that's all. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.